With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran, crying uncle, and has accepted a two-week ceasefire, claiming it will negotiate with the United States. Those talks begin Friday. Bloodshed in Turkey. Authorities say a gunman or several gunmen attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. That left one assailant dead. Two police officers have been wounded. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirming that American journalist Shelley Kittleson, who was kidnapped last week in Iraq, has been released. She was abducted by the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah on a street corner in Baghdad. Rubio thanked Iraqi authorities as well as the FBI and the Defense Department. Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary to support Prime Minister Viktor Orban's campaign ahead of a pivotal election. Orban, in power since 2010, facing a tough race against center-right candidate Peter McGuire. The election is April 20th. Vance, meanwhile, says President Trump had asked him to call during an election rally in Budapest.
You are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots, and I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orban.
I love Hungary, and I love that Viktor. I'll tell you, he's a fantastic man. We've had a tremendous relationship. He's kept your country good. He's kept Hungarian people in your country, and he's done a fantastic job.
Travelers will soon be facing restrictions on how many portable chargers they can carry on a flight as airlines continue to try to reduce the risk of a lithium battery fire on board a plane. Southwest Airlines, starting April 20th, passengers will only be able to carry one charger on the airplane. This is SRN News. Well, views on morality have a lot to do with age. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains why.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hezbollah's fight with Israel displacing Christians in Lebanon. Thousands now find themselves far from their ancestral churches, where Christians have maintained a strong presence through centuries of Arab and Ottoman conquest, as well as a number of 20th century crises. Believers are estimated to make up a third of Lebanon's population, roughly 5.5 million people. This is SRN News. We now know more about what may have caused a fatal brain disease for a key member of the 1985 Super Bowl champs, Chicago Bears.
Hall of Fame defensive lineman Steve McMichael has been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It comes a year after he died at age 67. His wife says before passing, McMichael pledged his brain to research to help understand the link between CTE and ALS. That's a fatal neurological disease that destroys motor nerve cells. CTE has been found in athletes in contact sports, combat veterans, and others exposed to repetitive head trauma. It can only be diagnosed after death.
Fernando Mendoza expected to go first in the overall NFL draft of the Los Angeles Raiders, but he won't be there with Roger Goodell. He says he plans to stay home and watch it on TV. More details, srnnews.com.